Have you ever noticed how some of the most memorable advice begins with the word never? From Margaret Mead's Never Doubt That a Small Group of Thoughtful Citizens Can Change the World, to Don Corleone's chilling Never Get Angry, Never Make a Threat, Reason with People, these admonitions have shaped human behavior for centuries. What makes these expressions so compelling? Perhaps it's because they represent the distilled wisdom of human experience, capturing in a few words what others have painfully learned through trial and error. Some of the most memorable warnings come wrapped in humor, making serious advice more palatable through wit. Dave Barry mastered this approach with gems like Never Make Eye Contact in New York City and Never Board a Commercial Aircraft if the Pilot is Wearing a Tank Top. America's beloved humorist Irma Bombach contributed classics like Never Have More Children Than You Have Car Windows, not just jokes, but practical life lessons delivered with a smile. Even Mark Twain embraced this tradition, sharing his mother's facetious advice, Never learn to do anything. If you don't learn, you will always find someone else to do it for you. These humorous warnings remind us that sometimes the most profound wisdom comes with a wink and a smile, making it more memorable and easier to embrace. Some of the most memorable warnings come wrapped in humor, making serious advice more palatable through wit. Dave Barry mastered this with gems like Never Make Eye Contact in New York City and Never Board a Commercial Aircraft if the Pilot is Wearing a Tank Top. Irma Bombach contributed her own domestic wisdom, including Never Go to a Class Reunion Pregnant and Never Have More Children Than You Have Car Windows. These weren't just jokes, but practical life lessons delivered with a smile. Anonymous contributors gave us classics like Never Play Leapfrog with a Unicorn and Never Eat at a Place with a Help Wanted sign. From the entertainment world, Johnny Carson advised Never use a big word when a little filthy one will do. While Rita Rudner observed about playing peekaboo on airplanes, there's no end to the game. Mark Twain perhaps best captured this blend of humor and wisdom. Never run after your own hat. Others will be delighted to do it. Why spoil their fun? Some neverisms transcend simple advice to become profound life philosophies. When Marlene Dietrich was uncertain about accepting a Miami nightclub offer, Ernest Hemingway advised, "Never confuse movement with action." These five words so profoundly affected Dietrich that they became her whole philosophy. Similarly, Norman Vincent Peale recalled how, as a fearful young reporter, his editor commanded, "Never be afraid of anybody or anything in this life," advice that shaped his future approach to challenges. Einstein's "Never lose a holy curiosity" reminds us to maintain our sense of wonder, while André Gide's advice, "Never accept an evil that you can change," inspired generations of intellectuals. The civil rights movement gave us powerful neverisms like Martin Luther King Jr.'s "Never succumb to the temptation of becoming bitter," while baseball legend Satchel Paige reminded us to "Never look back, something might be gaining on you." These philosophical neverisms become frameworks for living an examined and meaningful life, offering us concise principles that can guide decisions in countless situations. Never answer an anonymous letter. This classic example contains an inherent impossibility, yet makes perfect sense. Similarly, W.C. Fields advised, "Never take advice from anybody," and George Bernard Shaw wrote, "Never take anybody's advice," both demonstrating self-contradictory wisdom that forces us to think more deeply. The saying, "Never say never," reminds us that absolute statements often contain their own limitations. Nobel laureate Niels Bohr advised, "Never express yourself more clearly than you are able to think," while comedian George Carlin satirically suggested, "Never give up on an idea simply because it is bad and doesn't work." These paradoxical neverisms challenge our thinking by containing their own contradictions, reminding us that wisdom isn't always straightforward. As Gore Vidal's grandfather advised, "Never have children, only grandchildren," a statement that makes no literal sense but contains a profound truth about the joys of skipping the difficult parenting years. Isn't it fascinating how contradiction sometimes reveals deeper truths than straightforward statements? On October 29, 1941, Winston Churchill delivered a brief 5-minute speech containing some of history's most famous words, "Never give in, never give in, never, 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 in nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in, except to convictions of honor and good sense." This quadruple neverism emphasized the critical importance of resolve in the face of danger. Multiple neverisms, where never is repeated for emphasis, appear throughout history. Harper Lee's Scout Finch memorably advised, "Never, never, never, on cross-examination, ask a witness a question you don't already know the answer to." Double neverisms appear in advice from all walks of life, from Richard Carlson's "Never Ever Backstab" to Dr. Ruth's "Never Ever Give Up on Sex." Baseball legend Ryan Sandberg warns, "Never, ever disrespect your opponent or your teammates, and never, ever your uniform." These repeated neverisms demonstrate how emphasis can transform simple advice into powerful mantras. The repetition creates rhythm and urgency, making the advice more memorable and impactful. When we hear "never, never, never," we understand that this isn't casual advice, but a principle worth embracing with our full commitment. Dale Carnegie understands that relationships often succeed based on what we don't do as much as what we do. Dub Nance advises, "Never answer an angry word with an angry word. It's the second one that makes the quarrel." Joe Keita warns against trying to win arguments in marriage, while Mel Kranzler cautions against having divorce papers delivered by a lawyer. Cultural proverbs offer relationship wisdom through neverisms. The Japanese "never rely on the glory of the morning" or "the smile of your mother-in-law," and the Spanish "never advise anyone to go to war or to marry." Dorothy Sarnoff suggests for effective eye contact, switch your gaze from one eye to the other. That signals warmth and sincerity. These relationship neverisms remind us that human connections require both wisdom and restraint. Sometimes what we choose not to do, not answering anger with anger, not trying to win every argument, not forcing relationships, creates space for authentic connection to flourish. Meaningful relationships develop when we know what boundaries to respect and behaviors to avoid. Some of the most thought-provoking neverisms contain self-contradictions that reveal deeper truths. "Never answer an anonymous letter" demonstrates an inherent impossibility, yet makes perfect sense. Similarly, W.C. Fields advised, "Never take advice from anybody," and George Bernard Shaw wrote, "Never take anybody's advice," both presenting contradictory wisdom that challenges our thinking. The saying, "never say never," popularized and attributed to Gloria Swanson, reminds us that absolute statements often contain their own limitations. Nobel laureates added intellectual paradoxes like Niels Bohr's "never express yourself more clearly than you are able to think," and Paul Dirac's "never believe an observation until it has been proven by theory." These paradoxical neverisms force us to embrace apparent contradictions as part of wisdom. As Gore Vidal's grandfather advised, "never have children, only grandchildren." A statement that makes no literal sense but contains a profound truth about skipping the difficult parenting years.